In its regular Wednesday meeting, the county council at the Colville Courthouse will receive a legislative update at about 1:30. The next day, they're traveling to the Capitol for County Government Day. County Manager Tom Fisher said a couple of bills proposed by conservative Kanab Republican Mike Noel are opposed by the county. One of his proposals would eliminate the authority that Salt Lake City has outside its boundaries over water sources in the Cottonwood Canyons. Fisher explained why Summit County opposes that idea.
First of all, it speaks somewhat to local government control, which we are always supportive of in its broadest sense. But watersheds are important to local governments. We're the ones that are responsible for providing culinary water. And I think also it ties in closely with some of our work with the Central Wasatch Commission and some of the land protection that the county has supported in that effort.
Another proposal from Noel would prohibit a government entity from supporting or lobbying for a federal designation without a resolution of support from the state legislature. Fisher said the bill could have an impact on the planning effort now underway with the Central Wasatch Commission.
That's one of the reasons we're interested in it. Certainly what we tried to work with Congressman Bishop's office over the last few years is another interest of ours. I think mainly it seems to be somewhat of some overreach in regards to what individuals within government and government agencies at the local level, especially, could do, and what we're allowed to do. It seems cumbersome to have to go to the state legislature every time that we would want to make comments about or participate in anything that has to do with federal land.
The county is also concerned about a proposal to take jail reimbursement funds and put them in a pool to be split evenly among Utah's 29 counties.
If in fact we were to receive more for that, that might be a good thing. But, if it has, we have to look at it as a statewide system, too, of jails and holding facilities to see where it would help and where it would hurt. We all share in that burden in some way or another, so we need to look at it as a sheriff's association as well.
Kind of like jail equalization here, huh?
Yeah. Could be termed that way, yeah.
They're also watching a proposal to raise the state portion of transient room tax, which is now set at 0.32%.
One of the issues we have with raising a state transient room tax is, currently the 0.32%, I believe, is dedicated towards recreation, which is called out in our TRT laws specifically as a use. Moving it into transportation funding then creates kind of an excess issue in our mind. And so we're going to see how that gets debated in committee.
On the positive side, the county is supporting a proposal to fund new election equipment. Fisher said while voting is by mail now, they still need the funding.
But there's still equipment, obviously, that is involved with the counting of those ballots. And that's what the Clerks Association in conjunction with the Lieutenant Governor's office is working on. And so they're working diligently to make sure that between counties and the state, we're able to fund that equipment across the state.
And they also support a bill to regulate the safety of amusement park rides. That item could impact the county fair.
So it's just something we're watching as it goes through. It seems like a pretty much a no-brainer as far as protecting the public and protecting those that are riding those rides.
Summit County Manager Tom Fisher. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.